Schools in and around Washington, D.C. are open today, but are keeping students indoors after a 13-year-old boy was shot yesterday in Bowie, Maryland, after he was dropped off at school. The shooting has been linked to last week's murder of six adults and the wounding of another. NPR's Brian Naylor is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What else do you know?
Not a lot new this morning. The 13-year-old victim of yesterday's attack is listed in critical but stable condition. Doctors say he has a good chance of survival. The boy was a student at the Benjamin Tasker Middle School in Bowie. That's about 20 miles east of where the other Maryland attacks occurred last week.
Why do authorities believe yesterday's shooting was linked to the others?
Ballistics, for the most part. Doctors recovered portions of the bullet from the boy, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was able to compare it to some of the other bullets taken from last week's victims and have determined it was a match. It came from the same .223 caliber rifle. In addition, police reportedly found a shell casing in a wooded area near the school.
Is there any other evidence?
Unfortunately, precious little. Police are still trying to find the white vehicle, which several people reported seeing after yesterday's shooting. It was described as a truck or a van. As you'll recall, a white box truck was seen fleeing the scene of one of the incidents last week.
There are a lot of law enforcement agencies working on this case.
Yes, from all around Washington, Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose is leading the investigation. Police from Prince George's County, where Bowie is located, as well as police in Washington and Virginia, where a woman was wounded on Friday, are also involved. Then there are the FBI, ATF, and the Uniformed Secret Service. Chief Moose sent a letter to Attorney General Ashcroft asking for federal assistance in the investigation under what's known as the Serial Killings Law. Essentially, that formalizes what has already been going on. President Bush said federal law enforcement agencies would continue helping out. He called the attacks cowardly and senseless. There's now a $150,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case.
A lot of anger out there.
Anger and fear. Chief Moose yesterday held a very emotional news conference. He said, shooting a kid, it's getting to be really, really personal now. And it does seem to change things. It's a very chilling atmosphere. People are afraid to get out of their cars to get gas. Businesses are reporting people seem to be staying home. It started in Montgomery County, but now it's spread to the entire Washington area. And, of course, there are also the children.
And the students are being kept indoors.
Right. Once again, schools throughout the Washington area are in what they call a code blue condition. No outdoor recess. High school kids can't leave school on their lunch breaks. After school sports activities have been canceled. I went to pick up my daughters after school yesterday. Everyone was sitting in their classrooms with the blinds down on a beautiful October afternoon. It's very sad.
NPR's Brian Naylor.